Got it, Rex.
Hi, is it Warwick?
No, this is Tony.
Oh, hi, Tony. It's Kate. I've got with the Subaru Forester from with the oil from the sport.
Yeah.
I just spoke to, so the DPF light, I know it's not your issue, but the DPF light's still flashing, so I called the people that cleaned it earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And said that we had the oil reduced. Now, she asked, and I forget the name, but she said something like, did you guys reset the oil, like, filtration something in the dashboard? Oil something? I'll have to try and remember what she said.
The guys probably would reset it when they serviced it. They might have to do that manually as well, the DPF guys. Like, they might need to do a regen on it now.
Yeah, so something that gets reset. So the fact that the light's still flashing, like, so because you reduce the oil, you wouldn't generally reset whatever.
I didn't reset anything today, no.
Yeah, but is that something that you do?
I think you're probably better off just taking it to them if you can, and just get them to have a look at it, and maybe they can reset it for you.
Of course, so they're saying, so we had it done in, not that you would know, but I'm just seeing if you have any advice. So they came out in May, and they're now saying that between May and now is long enough that they would recharge us the call-out fee, because it could, like, in case it's the car. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's enough time for there to be another problem with the DPF.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That sounds about right, to be honest with you, because, yeah, like I was saying, they're pretty problematic for the DPFs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would think that timing is, you know, is pretty understandable.
It's pretty not
reasonable.
Acceptable, but it's...
It's
what they do. So, it's normal, but, yeah, it's not obviously good.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you.
Nah, all good.
Yeah, okay, all good. Thanks, Tony.
All good, thanks.
Okay, bye.